Welcome to AM Best Audio.
AM Best has issued two new special reports on cyber insurance, which until recently had been a rapidly growing line of business. That pace tapered off, and we'll get into the reasons for that. But one of the reports explains that AM Best has assigned an initial market segment outlook of stable to the global cyber segment. A companion report explores many of the results of the U.S. cyber insurance market. We're joined today by AM Best Head of Industry Research, Sridhar Manyan, and Senior Industry Analyst, Christopher Graham, both of whom contributed to these recently issued reports. And Sridhar, let's start with you. We've got an assignment of stable to the global cyber segment. Can you take us through the rationale of why that is?
Sure. Thanks, John. AM Best has always been trying to keep ahead of the industry developments. We saw that with the innovation, where we were one of the first rating agencies to incorporate innovation as one of the factors in our ratings process. On a pretty similar note, we've been seeing huge growth in cyber insurance, and we feel with the advent of technology, increasing use of technology in businesses, growth in AI, cyber is a line of business that's going to be ever more important and ever more relevant to the commerce of the globe. So having realized that, we said we want to craft a separate outlook for this cyber insurance. And in fact, we are the first rating agency to assign a outlook to the cyber insurance market, because we think it's going to be important and it's going to play a very important role in the future as well. So with that said, as we were coming up with what the outlook was going to be, we found a number of positive factors and a number of and some negative factors in our discussions, and both of them balance out each other, and we've come up with a stable outlook for the global cyber insurance market. And what were some of the positive factors? I think the positive factor is, of course, the point that I mentioned. This is a line that's going to be ever more relevant, with lots of cyber news in the headlines about ransomware and business email compromise, the threat of AI, so on and so forth. We are anticipating an increasing demand in the cyber insurance marketplace. And the expected profitability of the line has been pretty healthy. In fact, very healthy over the last couple of years. The loss ratios have been in the 40s. There were some blips in 2020 and 2021 after COVID, when ransomware attacks were much more active. Cyber insurance underwriting was not really up to standards. And we saw a spike in loss ratios, but the last couple of years have been healthy. And we expect, because of the improved underwriting standards, incorporation of limits, deductibles, so on and so forth, we expect the loss ratios to be reasonably good in the short to medium term. And there's been an increased focus on cyber hygiene, especially after the COVID pandemic took people unawares. There's been a renewed focus on cyber hygiene and insurers, especially enforcing the cyber hygiene standards on their clients. And therefore, we see increased cyber hygiene in the marketplace, which we believe will lead to reduction in loss ratios as well.
You mentioned an evolving market. So what do you mean by that? And is cyber a mature segment at this point, or is it quickly evolving, or a little of both?
That's a good question. I think it's maturing. Yeah, it's still evolving, because if you look at a line like workers' compensation or a property insurance, I think the clients have a very good idea of how much insurance to buy in order to protect themselves. How do they go about making that purchase? How to negotiate with the brokers and the insurers? But with cyber, there's still a lack of knowledge of how much cyber insurance does a business really need. How do they protect themselves from attackers? So there's still a lot of room for improvement in terms of the business's awareness about how much cyber insurance they need and how do they go about having a good dynamic discussion with brokers and insurance on fulfilling their insurance needs. And I said the market was profitable, but the market is really profitable because of the kind of low limits and deductibles that the market has. So while there is comfort in writing cyber, there's comfort within a box. So I think that box can still expand, and insurers and clients can be a little bit more aware of what the needs are and how to fulfill the needs. I think that's going to take a little bit of time compared to other mature lines like workers' comp or property or commercial auto, so on and so forth. That's why I call that evolving.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Chris, according to the report, cyber premiums tripled between 2019 and 2022. Phenomenal growth. But 2023, they were flat. What happened there?
You know, after the big ransomware attacks of 2020 and 2021, prices spiked. And the insurers went through, you know, every tool they had in their toolbox to tighten up the results. Come 2023, you saw the insurers increase the retentions, cut back on their limits, all in a way to manage the aggregate risk. Because that's really the big concern in cyber right now is the systemic risk, aggregate risk, there's no diversification in cyber. So one attack in the wrong spot could affect multiple entities. So to manage the aggregate exposure, when you get into increasing the insured, self-insured retentions or decreasing the limits, well, that's going to be a premium cut. And what we saw happen is among the larger sophisticated insureds who are typically buying the standalone policies, there was actually a premium decrease among those policies. On the other side, package policies, which are your smaller and medium-sized entities, premium increased, and there was a big growth even in policy count. Policy count was up, you know, about 10%. But again, that's coming from the small, medium entities. That's where the growth in cyber is going to be at this point. You know, the larger sophisticated insurers have their policies. The growth is going to come from the smaller, medium-sized entities who may not have had cyber insurance before. To Schroeder's point, you know, how much do they need? You know, do they even think they need it? Like, you know, you can talk about something like your local pizzeria. You know, if they're keeping your credit card and they're, you know, and they have an online ordering system, and they need cyber insurance, they might not think they do until they get hacked and it's too late. So that's where market penetration can be, is these smaller and medium-sized entities. And that's where we did see the growth last year. So you kind of have almost like a split segment right now among your sophisticated insureds. And to Schroeder's point, I think that market is somewhat mature now. Whereas the smaller, medium-sized entities, that's where you're getting a lot of evolution in the market. So you kind of have two different markets even within cyber, and that's where you see like different results in the growth versus, you know, stagnation somewhat in the premium.
So what's the report telling us about loss trends and more specifically about loss ratios in the U.S. cyber market?
So the loss ratios were pretty consistent year to year. We do see the ransomware attacks increasing significantly, but most of them, they're not even paying. Three quarters of the cyber attacks, at least according to some reports that we've seen, the ransom never gets paid. The insureds buy better cyber hygiene, including their backups, just move on. You know, maybe they're down for a little bit, but they don't even bother negotiating with the ransomware threat actors, and they move on, and there is no claim. So the improved cyber hygiene has gone a long way to protecting the results. And, you know, we'll see how that plays out. You know, there's, you know, criminals are always one step ahead. So you don't know what's out there yet. But, you know, that's the biggest thing keeping the results, you know, where they are is the improved cyber hygiene.
That's AM Best Head of Industry Research, Sridhar Manyam, and Christopher Graham, Senior Industry Analyst for AM Best. You can find both reports online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.